Jeff was pretty much over. Hey,
yeah, you know, we hung with him for a little while, and you know, Marquette is good enough where you really can't make mistakes. You got to play mistake-free ball because your margin for error is really small. I thought we fought as hard as we possibly could in doing it with new starters in there. This is a tall order for us this week, so we're just looking for good football, good team camaraderie throughout the whole time. And our scout team guys got to play over an entire quarter, and I was very, very happy for those guys to be able to play on their homecoming. But, yeah, we took one on the chin tonight. It was a physical, chippy game, and we'll go back to the drawing board on Monday.
Well, and hopefully Cole will be okay. He's got he was just hopping. They're carting him off right now. He's got a big ice pack on his right ankle. It's too bad in a 30-point game at the end there that happened, but hopefully he'll be okay.
Yeah, that's the hope. You know, it's one of those things where, you know, we're down to the point where it happened on a special teams play on a kick return, and, you know, it's unfortunate to see that happen at that point in time, but hopefully that it didn't seem too serious. Down on the field and listening to the trainer, Brad, it just seemed like he rolled his ankle over just returning the kick, so we'll see where that's at Monday as well.
Speaking of Brad, he does everything. He's got my camera down there doing that. Somebody forgot the kicking tee off there. He runs out and gets the tee.
Brad is like one of the hardest working guys in our entire program when it comes to everything that he does, because no role is something outside of his purview. Everything is there, and he's a brave through and through, and we just love Brad, honestly.
Yeah. You know, Nate was able to get a couple touchdowns late. I realized Marquette had their subs in, but, you know, you saw his speed there on that last play. You saw what he can do, and he's going to need to do some of that. We should have a lighter task next week against Elk Rapids. I mean, they're going to be good, but not this good. So, you know, that maybe will help Nate with his confidence a little bit.
Well, 100%. You know, I think that the fact that Nate was still competing his tail off towards the end of the game, and, you know, I told the kids during one of the timeouts, we're going to turn off the scoreboard and just play the way that we should because it's the right thing to do. We're going to play for pride. We're going to play for our program and play the best football we can every single down. So there's things to build off of when it comes to that. And it was good to see Nate still giving her all the way through. And, he didn't want a goose egg left up on that scoreboard, so he definitely wanted to change that. You could hear him rallying the troops in the huddle. So that tonight was a tremendous growth piece, I think, for him. And that'll bode well for us down the stretch. This first five-game stretch is just a bear.
Well, it's all four league games.
Good Lord. I mean, it's a bear plus up in Calumet.
Yeah.
So, you're talking about coming out of this and having our schedule front-loaded with tough conference games, physical. So we come out of this a little bit beat up. But we're looking forward to playing our out-of-conference opponents now and showing them what Glasnow football looks like, too.
All right, well, I'll let you do your shout-outs as always, and then we're going to wrap it up and get ready to go downstate next week.
Yeah, shout-out to Grandma. Grandma, I love you. Jimmy and your family, love you guys. And everybody in Braves Nation for supporting us no matter what. We really appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
All right, thanks a lot, Jeff. We'll see you down in Elk Rapids.
Thanks, Jeff.